What we have seen in Europe is a perfect storm. After the COVID pandemic, in which aviation was crushed and many people left the industry, it's bounced back more quickly than anybody could have imagined. That's the result of course, very strong demand to make up for lost sunshine, particularly among Europeans who are desperate to get their vacations. Unfortunately, during the dark days of travel restrictions, many great people left the travel industry, the aviation industry, and there simply aren't the people and the skills to cope with the demand. The airlines, meanwhile, they have picked up billions of dollars in debt over the past 2 years. They desperately want to pay them down. And I think they've been over-optimistic in what they have been promising and selling simply because it's great to get cash through the door. Aviation has always required a vast number of people in all sorts of roles. And while pilots have generally got well paid, unfortunately, the same can't be said for a lot of the staff, for instance, who work at ground handling companies at the airports. Now, these people are really essential, but they have simply not been paid enough to keep them in the industry or to attract newcomers in. Every summer in Europe, you will get industrial action, but we're actually seeing much more than this. We've got pilots in Scandinavia. We've got refuelers at London Heathrow. Baggage handlers can almost name their price anywhere in Europe, as understandably workers sense that this is the time to press home their advantage, because any part of the aviation chain, if people walk out on strike, then everything can seize up. The economic power that the unions have, I think they are testing to the maximum. While any industry, of course, thrives on new blood coming in, great new people, particularly younger people who want a career in aviation, they can't get through the system and properly trained and security cleared in time to cope with the incredible demands of a European summer. In order to get you and your baggage safely to your destination, everything needs to go right. It's an incredible act of choreography involving aviation professionals. If one of those elements is not where it should be when it needs to be there, things can start to unravel very quickly. So wherever you're heading this summer in Europe, hope for the best, but be prepared for delay and disruption.